Oh,
I can't because I might break something.
Are you
pop tops?
Did you open both?
Yeah,
of course I did.
You double fisting it.
She's just making sure ready.
You know what?
I knew I was going to need this one because this one got finished really fast. I don't know what happened.
If we actually put our identities, this would be your biopic on the website. Is you double fisting it in the microphone?
I just want everyone to be aware right now that we are leaving a message for Jeff, and it has been going on this whole time.
Oh yeah, no, Jeff, I'm going to call you back.
45 seconds later.
Nice call, Beth.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Jeff Ferguson.
Oh, hello.
You are on the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast.
I figured that's where I'd be.
Okay, and that now that that's working, what's the intro song?
Hey, what was the theme song today? I want to know.
We haven't set it up yet.
No.
I got it before. Do you want... You had a suggestion.
Should we call you back?
Yeah, you want to start
well,
over?
Well, no, I mean, you know, I thought, actually, I was just sitting here listening to music videos because they have free public Wi-Fi in the city.
Fucking Europe.
That's fucking awesome.
Wow, what a joke.
So you're moving there?
Well, here.
So, hey, Jessica.
You know what? I'm going to go with the original.
Good. How are you? How are you liking Croatia?
Oh, yeah, what song were you going to do? Because I remember you said you didn't want to do any more hip-hop.
We were going to go with your suggestion, I think.
Well, I was going to do She's Nubs.
Have you listened to that song? It's ridiculous.
Which song?
The one he was recommending.
Go Hard.
Well, Trevor never actually played it, so we don't know.
Hey, Jeff.
You know what? Just for you, buddy.
Well, you should play it. How do you know there's not a bunch of N-words and shit?
You know what? I'm leaving it up in your hands.
Really. I appreciate
Is
that
this Kanye West and T-Pain? Kanye West? Did I say Kanye?
Oh, I wish him.
If it's Kanye West, I'm
putting
Go Hard.
Putting in a
Quintino?
Yeah.
Who's the artist?
No, Creation.
God damn it.
Her name's Creation. She's part of the White Girl Mob.
Oh.
She's apparently not very popular. She's not coming up in the Google searches here. How do you spell that? I bet it's awful.
What was that song, Jeff? What was that song, that Latigra?
Creation? It's how I spelt it in the message.
There you go.
Well, that's on my iPad that I'm typing into.
Go back a letter.
Go ahead, type.
Okay, it's right there.
Hey, Jeff.
Oh.
Found it.
Oh, Creation. Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, she's trying to be super cool.
Right?
But she's white, so.
No. She's not super cool.
Oh, okay. she's not the Cash Me Outside girl, is she?
Whoa! We're gonna start this.
No, this is years before that.
It's gonna be the intro music. You win this week. I'm gonna have to fade you out to fade in the music, so you'll be back in a minute here.
Bye.
Hold for takeoff.
Yeah. Hey, are you there? Fuck.
No, we're here. Don't hang up, Jeff. Jeff, are you there?
Are you there? Yo, good.
Yeah?
Okay. You know what? I tried to connect to Wi-Fi to make this call, but it seems to be not happy about it, so I'm going to stay off it.
Sure.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. We've been for a little while.
Well, you should cut this part out, because it's dry as fuck.
Right?
All right. I'm gonna try entering in again. Let's give this another go. Part two. This is an awful song.
I blame Jeff.
Welcome back to the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. And joining me today is Jessica. You'll remember her from episodes 6 and 7.
Hello.
Hello. I'm here with intern Brad, everybody's favorite intern.
Hey.
And me, Trevor T. That's what I'm going to go with now, Trevor T. Oh, and I forgot, we got a very special episode. They're all special episodes, but this episode is special because it's our first international host situation.
Just want you to know there, buddy. I know you're doing an intro here, but you did not introduce me, and I'm very salty about that.
I also told you before I was going to do like a 5-minute intro, and then I'll go into you, because this is the part where I'm sorry. We promised all the guests that we would get Kid Rock as a guest, and we're letting down the fans because we have you.
Should we start over?
No, I'm not doing it again. This is already part two. But I was going to say it's a special episode internationally. Co-host Jeff, you'll know him from episodes 1 through current. And he's calling us from Croatia. Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, actually. Better than I thought I'd be at what would work out to about 5 in the morning here.
And you know what? You do sound in good spirits, which is a little bit of a letdown. I told Jessica I was hoping you'd still be salty because you were pretty salty when I dropped you off at the airport.
A little bit salty.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But I still appreciate you driving me.
So those of you who haven't been keeping up with the show, Jeff went on a spontaneous trip to get some dental work done through Croatia and London and other places, I think. And he's going to keep up with the show, even though it's 5 in the fucking morning where he is right now.
Yeah.
Cheers to Jeff.
What a trooper.
You're drinking a beer, right?
Oh, Brad's there too. I hear Brad the intern.
Yeah, Brad the intern's here.
Did you introduce him? I think he got left out of the intro too.
No, I introduced him.
No, I said hi.
But who I haven't introduced is our guest. So we're going to move on to that, and then we're going to catch up with you and how your trip's been going. Our guest here is not Kid Rock. She couldn't be less Kid Rock, but
we're all very disappointed that she's not Kid Rock.
You know, I always get compared to him, though, all the time. I was a kid at one point in my life, so.
You guys got the same hair? You know what? You put on a cowboy hat, drive an IROC, you're Kid Rock. I think you're Kid Rock.
You know what? There's been a lot of times, especially during intercourse, that people have been like, wait, you're not Kid Rock?
Nice. So you're getting high five. High five.
It's getting mid five. I'm tiny.
Yes. So Beth Kant, what's your last name? Cantor?
Yes.
Cantor. Yeah. Okay. I know your last name. Wow. I know my guess. I did my homework. I've known Beth Cantor for a few years through Jessica.
Yes, sir.
And she lives local in the lower mainland of BC, Canada, where I think White Rock, South Surrey, the nice part of Surrey.
White Don't Rock, judge Papa. Her.
Yeah, yeah, it's technically South Surrey, but I like to say White Rock, so I have another connection to Kid Rock.
Well, you know what? Kid Rock's really going to be kicking himself he didn't make the episode.
Yeah.
It would have been a dual episode. Next time we have him on, you'll have to return for the show, because I've left it open with him. I'm not mad at him or anything. He just didn't show up.
I'm mad at him, though.
Hey, Jeff, actually, I was going to talk to you about this. Kid Rock.
Oh, what's up?
He's running for Senate, hey? We're going to talk about that more later. I actually want to... we know Beth from... I know Beth through Jessica. She's works in movies, but not on movies.
Not currently on movies. I mean, there's some that I would prefer not to mention.
Dirty ones?
I'm not going to say, okay. But ha-wink-wink. Wink.
Yeah, what are those names again?
Ha-wink-wink wink is one of them. they're all shot on my old iPhone 3. And so there's no sound. It's just me.
And this isn't what you do for a job, though, right?
Oh, no, that was my side gig.
Okay.
What I actually do for a job is I'm a production assistant in the Vancouver television / film scene.
Which in Vancouver we have quite a large...
Yes, I think there's upwards of 60 shows that are currently being done.
60? Yep. And like 3 good ones?
Well, there's some good ones. I'm not going to say... I'm not going to confirm nor deny if one of those good ones is the one that
alleged
I work on.
Good ones.
Allegedly, yes. Alleged. It's alleged, absolutely. Basically, I work for a TV show. It's an American network show, and I've been working there for about 3 years.
Yeah,
going on 4.
Well, that's a long job to have in your industry.
Yeah, it is. Being in the position that I'm in, it's very easy to maintain the job that you're in if you're good at it. If you suck at it, then they just won't call you back. So it's kind of like a 50-50 shot.
They don't have to fire you; they just stop calling you in.
Yeah, it's kind of like ghosting a girlfriend. Yeah, absolutely.
Have you been ghosted before?
Oh, totally.
No, in that particular industry or just...
Oh, no, I'm really good at it.
See, if I worked in that industry, I would just assume I wasn't and figure that the show wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, of course. Oh, it's that network show that everyone's talking about.
Yeah, yeah. No.
It's not going on because I'm not working on it. This is all just... it's all just thrown
together.
But
I have a huge ego, so I just assume I do everything right.
Like the girl that ghosts you doesn't actually exist anymore.
Oh, no. She's a phantom.
She's clearly not calling me because she's dead.
She evaporated.
She's a ghost?
Yes. Yes, she's an entity.
So when you're not at work, what do you do? How does Beth spend her time? drinking non-alcoholic beer?
Oh, well, yes. As of late, yes. sometimes I just do absolutely nothing. Sometimes I
That's so hard to do.
Oh, you know what? It's a lot harder to do nothing than it is to do something because you have to actively stop yourself from doing things.
Nah, so that's why I don't meditate.
So it's like exercise. You know, you really got to push through. You just got to give it 100 and...
For me, it's like constipation.
0%.
A full zero.
It's more like constipation.
Like less than zero if you can.
And constipation, though, I mean, if we're going to go that avenue.
Wait, Jeff, how do you feel about doing nothing? Because we talked about this earlier.
You know what? I disagree with Beth completely. I disagree with you so hard, Beth.
Of course you would. Why don't
I find it is so easy to not do anything.
You cut the tension with a knife.
Oh.
Oh.
No, I mean, you know, when you're laying there on the couch, because I don't know why you're not in bed, when you're laying there... And the thought crosses your mind to do something, isn't it so much easier to just not do it?
But the thing is,
you say that you have to suppress the urge to do things.
Okay, so you're not listening to me.
I have to suppress the urge to...
Jeff, you're thinking. That's something. If you're not fantasizing about being dead by pretending to be fucking dead, you're failing at doing nothing. This is my point.
He went all the way to Croatia to do nothing.
You know what? I did misunderstand you. Well, no, I came here to confirm or whatever, like my racism.
Oh, yes, yes. Your tour of white people. how do you feel about the Croatian
society? Well, I want to become a better person. I want to try to become a more tolerant person. But I want to do it. And, you know, I didn't say I'd be successful. Well, no, that's something I'm doing for like 1 or 2 days.
Because getting dental work will make you a better person, like mouth-wise.
Yeah, you stink, man. Just really. Yeah.
Just in that way only.
Actually, I'm not the only guy doing that. The guy sleeping next to me.
Whoa, back up.
You're in a cafe and there's a guy sleeping next to you?
5:30.
Is this a hostel where you share beds?
Right.
It must be really cheap.
Yes.
Are you spooning anyone at night?
No.
Separate sleeping bags or under the covers together? Like,
Actually, he's on the bunk above me, so I guess you could say the guy on top of me.
Yes, I would like to say that.
He's here for dental work, too.
We will all keep referring to it as that.
No, I'm not kidding. But, like, people travel from all over the place to get stuff done on the cheap.
Oh,
they really do.
Stuff done on the cheap.
The guy on top of you? Are we still talking about that?
Hey, no, Beth, mouth stuff.
Whole other
thing. Come here to get mouth stuff done on the cheap.
Mouth stuff done real cheap.
Mouth stuff from the guy on top of you.
Bet you feel silly now. Taking it way out of context.
Yeah, it's in the gutter for sure.
Speaking of mouth stuff, Beth, how tall are you?
Perfect height. Perfect height. What are we talking about? We're talking about mouth stuff, right? I'm not.
She's not perfect height for mouth stuff on me. Intern Brad is like 6'5".
I would say because my
do you
abdomen,
just bend at the hips or do you go in the knees? Because you can do either. It's
I tried to do.
There you go.
I tried to do the power splits, and then just like each time I put anything in my mouth, I just do a power split to the throat and then out.
Yep.
Oh,
there you go.
Just the one. That's it. That's your blowjob game.
No, my favorite thing is what you want to do. I'm gonna just for the listeners that are listening right now.
She's cupping invisible balls.
I'm going to cup the invisible balls, cup them, and then I'm going to just punch it. just punch it real hard and look angry. Hard eye contact.
You're making eye contact with the phallic point in this scenario. You said eye contact, I assumed with me, but no, you're looking at...
I'm looking at the stuffed mini Trev on the table.
Magical Trevor.
Eye contact is crucial.
That's actually Magical Trevor.
And I'm that's our mascot. Jeff now.
He's somebody else's mascot, too, but he's his name is Trevor, and he's got a red beard, so people assume that I had a production unit of me done.
Hey, Trev.
Yeah. That is hard eye contact. I'm not going to lie.
Super hard.
Super hard eye contact.
Even biting the lip like angrily.
You know what? You're going to have to like get me hard before you take that look out.
Usually the look gets them hard. Fear boners are the best kind of boners.
I'm actually direction is what I'm getting. It's
direction.
Climbing back in. Yeah, direction.
From all destruction comes creation, and by that I mean
soon,
fear boners.
Too much.
Fear boners are the best. It's true.
I wish I was in Croatia.
Oh my God, he popped one. There it is.
Hey, yeah. Actually, my age, you're proud of him. Look at that. Look at that. Don't say you're not impressed.
You're over the hill, Trev. Thank you.
Are you guys putting your dicks on the table?
Well, I am the
Is
only
that what's
one,
going on here? But... I can't really tell, like, as a listener, as somebody not in the room, I can't tell what you guys are up to.
I guess we're using some visual comedy on a podcast. You know what? We're going to segue and we're going to check out... You know what? What's up? Dead air.
Oh.
What's dead up? Air. Talk. Go, what's up?
Well.
So Kid Rock for Senate, eh? I listened to his 5-minute video on YouTube, and here's the issues he wants to say. There are no quotations. I wish I'd listened a second time and got quotes, but lazy welfare people, that's an issue. I can't remember if he's for it or against it. Women having a bunch of kids and living on the system. Lock up the assholes. He did state he wants to lock up the assholes.
But that's subjective, isn't it?
Always. Yeah.
I think Brad the intern's an asshole, but it's just me. No one else agrees
with
me.
No, that's not just you. No, Brad's an asshole.
I feel like Kid Rock is kind of an asshole, so what happens to
right?
him?
Oh, here's another one. To lock him up. This is one of the issues. One of the issues is don't take a knee during the anthem. Oh, yeah, he's going to get in the hashtag Black Lives Matter situation.
Also, the NFL hashtag boycott. I saw that today, you know.
So that's one of the issues to get him in the Senate. And, of course, Jesus.
Mm.
He said, you know, we try not to say his name. I'm saying it. Jesus.
Pro or con?
We are one nation under God, is his quote. He says, now before, and he said,
I disagree.
Near the end, before I hit you with the funk, and then he actually humps the air 3 times, and the band, the band plays every thrust.
Okay, I got a question, though. He's Kid Rock, and he's talking about funk. That's just it's a weird crossover.
Right?
Well, he's musical, and he's going for he's a senator. He wants to be a senator, okay? He thinks maybe he will get,
dropped.
He wants to warm us up to the idea of Kid Rock in Washington, D.C., Kid Rock for president.
By gently or aggressively humping the air.
I wrote at the bottom. No, he was done that. Now he's holding his dick. He is literally holding his dick, telling everybody, maybe I'll be president one day. And a year ago, I would have thought that was ridiculous.
You know what? Right? You know what? I agree with you. I think his statue.
But I'm scared.
If he was to make a statue of himself, it would just be him holding his dick, wearing a cowboy hat.
And everyone would worship it. Obviously.
Yeah.
But Kid Rock, 2018 senator, we'll find out what state. Jeff, did you look that up? No, you're using your phone.
Ugh. Yeah, I looked that up, and I want to set the record straight on a couple things.
Yeah, where's your intern?
Okay.
You know, facts what I'm checker. Reading right now is that Kid Rock has broken the law by telling people that he's a candidate for Senate when he hasn't filed the paperwork yet. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says that's a no-no, and... somebody's made a complaint to some group about it.
So, Jeff, you looked that up, but you didn't look up which state?
Oh, it's Michigan. Michigan.
Michigan.
I just felt... I'm.
Oh, my God.
All I know is that he's like not straight out of Compton. He's straight out the trailer. And that's all I know.
Straight out the trailer.
Detroit.
Detroit.
He comes from a political family, though.
Isn't Detroit?
Yeah, because he doesn't come from the streets. He comes from the suburbs.
He comes from a family with political ties. Yes. I know that.
That's getting cut out.
Huh. Cool.
So, Brad,
Ted Nugent thinks the Kid Rock isn't running for jack shit.
You don't think he's? Oh, because he hasn't filed the paperwork.
He's just telling a lot of
Ted Nugent stunt? Says that he's not running for jack shit. Yeah.
Oh. But he could.
This, The Rock. No, it's not happening.
I just think my thoughts towards Kid Rock, whether filed or not as to running, is just... it can only be summed up by... That's how I feel.
How feel like Zionist missing of you to say that, Beth?
It was.
It was totally missing a war. It's as much of a letdown as Kid Rock for Senate.
That all can't right. really be a letdown yet, though. It could be a letdown if he wins.
Preemptively, it's a
no,
letdown.
No, I would be stoked if Kid Rock won. A Senate, not a presidency.
And then Britney Spears runs for Senate in Louisiana.
Which
perfect,
one,
perfect.
Which one can do the anthem better is my question.
I bet they could do a duet.
They'd be like American Idols.
They probably would.
Yeah. American Idol type contest instead of a campaign to find out who the next presidential candidate would be. And it would just be Kid Rock and Britney Spears doing sing-offs.
That would be the debate.
And it would be more like that show. Absolutely. What was Donald Trump's show called?
The Apprentice. The Apprentice. Fired.
It would be like The Apprentice now. So now all of Senate goes through an Apprentice style judging.
Singing.
Instead of going to voting booths, the Americans could just dial it in on their phone.
Yeah.
And whoever gets the most fans.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you more people would vote.
Yeah. You know what? Because a lot of people are busy on TV. Because
I'm pretty sure that American Idol probably has more people show up than the American voters.
Exactly.
And you'd still have Arnold Schwarzenegger sad in the background.
Yes. Well, he'd be like, get in the chopper, you know.
He did great things for California, I think.
He did, actually.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Moving on from Kid Rock. He doesn't deserve this much attention, and if he is seriously running, he'll get more attention. Hey, do you got anything to say about dating, Beth, as I read the clipboard?
Oh, dating, yes.
Are you trying to write me a note?
Oh, hey boy, do you like me? Yes,
I don't know.
No,
I thought you were
macking
on Jeff pretty hard.
Oh,
I...
hey boy. Wait, hold on. Let me look in your eyes. Okay, now that we got that out
You're
of
right.
Way.
It is starting to work.
Yeah. What a.
First time I was just nervous.
What about a, it's not a hard on, it's like a mid on. It's not quite soft.
So you wrote dating on the, you wrote dating on the clipboard. I'm just going to cut you off there because I'm getting aroused. You wrote dating on the clipboard.
I did. I wrote dating on the clipboard. I have been back in the dating pool, as it were, for a while.
You and Jeff have that in common.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. He found me on one of those websites and was like, hey, I know you. And I'm like, don't talk to me.
Wait, which horrible website were you on? Was it a cam girl thing?
Oh, totally. Another one of my side gigs for my iPhone 3. Told you that. Basically, I wanted to talk about like the worst kind of first dates that I've ever had. I'd also like to pose that for around the room, perhaps, if anybody else has an equally or over-the-top bad first date. I'm going to put that on the table there as a... Oh, excuse me. That was...
Sorry, Trevor just came.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like when I come.
Yeah, it just sounds like a big pop-off.
We're married now.
Yeah.
So, hurrah. So Beth, your what, first date or worst first date?
If you can combine the two, that's the ideal.
Oh, the first date was the worst date.
Yes. So I thought if it's okay with you guys, I could tell that story.
Yeah. What was your first date? Wait, how old were you?
Oh, this isn't that long ago.
Oh, your first date was not that long ago?
No, it's not my first ever date. It's a first date with this particular person.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it was your first ever date.
If we're talking about first and worst times ever, we'll go on to my losing virginity story.
Oh, my God. We totally all have a terrible one of those.
We can get to that one, though.
That never goes well.
Oh, no, not for him. It really didn't.
Mine was mediocre.
I was really aggressive. He didn't like the punching of the penis thing. He really didn't like it.
No, he liked that is the eye contact. I'm telling you, it's a little too intense. You need to dial it back.
I will not.
Yes. She's still doing it. Just for the audience out there.
I don't blink until he comes.
And then you blink a lot because
my fucking eyes every time. You just stare right down the fucking barrel, you know what I mean?
The fans can't see me fist pumping.
Oh, well, they will.
I love that.
If you put on the video feed, you should do that.
Nah, I want to stay anonymous.
Oh, neat.
All right, so let's hear it.
Let's hear your worst first date.
Okay, so I went out on this date. We'd hung out in a social setting a few times, so it wasn't like a complete stranger or anything. I kind of felt like I knew this guy enough to be able to go on a date with him. So he invited me out.
An app out in... how'd you meet him?
Oh, a friend of mine's band had been playing, and he was at a number of shows that they had done.
Okay.
So that's how we had met. He invited me over. He asked me what I liked to drink. At the time, I was really crazy about Sailor Jerry. That's what I was really crazy about.
Yep.
He's a beer drinker. I learned really, really quick not to have somebody drink something they're not used to drinking on a first date, because A, you're nervous, so you're going to drink a lot more, and B, if you don't know how to handle your liquor, you know what?
A lot of people
path.
Drink a ton of beer, don't get drunk. Switch them to hard, they've got a problem.
Exactly.
That's what she's saying.
But and the other way around, somebody's used to drinking hard, they switch to beer, it gets to them, right? Brad, you're mostly
that's
hard
me.
Alcohol. And Jeff, you guys mostly drink hard alcohol.
Yeah.
They like it hard.
But if you were to drink beer to me, I would probably carry you away. I've seen you both get really drunk off beer, and you both know how to drink, all right?
He does like to carry people away.
Jess, you can drink everything.
I can pretty well drink everything.
you're like a garbage disposal.
Bottomless pit. And the worst thing is no one actually knows when I'm drunk.
She might get red when she drinks. That's about it.
She's the pansexual of drinking.
She may wander around a hotel room full of boys nude.
Peter pansexual, yeah.
But
gross. Anyway, so this guy,
he was like 12.
He brought me over to his house. We were drinking and he started to get really tipsy. And I was flirting, you know, doing my usual flirt of like, oh, I can't come unless I got punched in the face, or like, strangle me until I die. You know, like the general usual, like, hey there, baby, you know, hit me really hard, whatever.
Nothing sexier than fat lip.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it gets me going.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I told you I lost my virginity.
So I'm assuming this date is going great.
Anyway, it was going all right. My plan was not to have sex on the first date because I like to wait until, like, I don't know, maybe second, whatever.
It's crazy.
You're losing the audience.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm making them wait too long, aren't I? Okay, so anyway.
By saying you don't sleep on the first date, you're losing.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm making them wait too long.
She just did a really good segue there. You ruined it, Trevor.
Yeah, I made them wait too long. Both the listeners,
I just lost
and guys.
My erection because of you.
Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't pick it up. So how was that date going?
Anyway, so the date was going. He was starting to make the moves, and I didn't really want to have sex. It wasn't so rapey, but he was very persistent. So we started having sex, and because he was blindly drunk, he didn't realize that the things I was saying before were in jest. And so he went really into it. So I'm like kind of going with it. And then
you're
tiny. Strangled me, punched me, and called me a whore. And so I was just like...
So it's going great.
I was like, whoa. Let's, you know, when you go out for food and you get like something like Indian food or Mexican food and it's like way too spicy and you're not enjoying it anymore. I told him just, you know, like, take back the spice. Let's just take it a little bit easier. Meanwhile, he's slapping me across the face as hard as he can. And I want to hit him. But every time I hit him, he hits me harder. So anyway.
That's the game.
I know he came because he fell asleep on me. And then I was trying to get away. Trying to push him off of me.
Wow.
I'm small, so this guy, he fell asleep hard. And so I moved him off of me, and I noticed that our condom had broken. So my panic had ensued, because I might be having a litter of condoms. I don't know. What do you do in that kind of a situation? Is there like a condom magnet that you would put down below by your genital area?
You just wait. It's a gravity thing.
Yeah, I need to get a DNC. For those of you who do not know what a DNC is, it's when they vacuum out your vagina. Anyway, moving right along.
Amazing.
I did not know what that was, no.
Yeah, well, now you do. The more you know, right?
Fun fact.
The more you know.
See, when guys' genitals get near vacuums, it's for completely other reasons.
Yeah, you know what? Right? You know what? I hear about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's gross.
And disappointing.
Easy cleanup, though.
So if you meet a guy with really, really purple balls, it's because they got stuck.
I thought it was just because they were, like, gender neutral. Going for the purple instead of the blue.
So your first trip to Fight Club, anyways, go on.
Yeah, my first. So basically, he was passed out, and I pushed him over onto his back, and he could barely breathe. And I just thought to myself, you know, serves you right, man. Serves you right. Should I try and put him over onto his side, make it a little easier for him? And I thought, no, you know what? You deserve what you got, and I'm going to leave you as you are. So it's like 5 a.m. I'm out in, like, Vancouver. I've got no way of getting home. And I'm thinking to myself, like, does it make me a bad person to just, like, leave a note and then walk out? Or do, like, I waited out.
Oh, you're so good. You've never done this before,
seven.
Huh?
This is a while ago. I'm pretty proud to
Oh,
know.
Okay. You said it wasn't that
so,
long ago.
So, well, I'm oh, in the game.
Oh, it's a while ago. This is like many dates ago.
Like, a while ago, like last
there's been
like
hundreds
week.
Of men.
A while ago, like.
Most of them making it to the second date.
Yeah. So, anyway, I basically. I didn't want to leave just a note and then like be on my way because there was no transportation for me to get home. But I was like, do I go back and lay down and pretend to be sleeping or like what? So I waited it out, but I still left a note. I was really
I got
to
ask because we were laughing, but it sounded kind of intense and kind of serious and part of it's not joking. How do you feel about this guy at the time?
Oh, at the time, right up until the punch and the slap and the whore, I was kind of into it.
So I have to ask, what did the note say?
The note said, "Dear blank," we're going to leave him anonymous.
Oh, I thought maybe you just wrote Dear Blank and like I forgot your fucking name. Sorry.
Oh no, because I couldn't have forgotten his his name was
Yeah, what was his name again?
John
We're gonna call him anonymous.
Chris
Dear.
How's that single life treating you?
I just want you to know, in future, for future reference, if a girl is saying she likes getting punched in the face, but and then tells you not to do it after said punch to the face, just don't do it again. Okay?
Right. See you later. Here's the thing: is usually when you're drinking and joking around, and you're like, "Oh, I can only come if I get punched in the face," and she kind of laughs a bit. She's fucking kidding.
Yeah. I mean, and then when she's like, "Hey, let's make this PG-13,"
right? It's like a subtle nuance.
When I said, "How do you feel about him?" I'm curious as to how much of the story is
legitimate.
No. Well, yeah, I don't know if you're joking or not, but 100%. It sounds pretty serious. Yeah, you look.
I still want to know what the note said, but we were rudely interrupted. What did the note say? Dear blank,
I didn't have a good time. I don't think we should ever do this again. Thanks for the drinks.
Oh.
Wait, how did you sign off on it? Did you just leave it nothing?
I left a coiler on the table with a sparkler on top and a lighter next to it saying, "Please light when awake." I thought that was
it's classy.
It's how I coin everything. It's how I leave a tip at restaurants. It's just how I do things. Happy birthday, Mom. Coiler.
Oh, fuck. Is that what you're going to do when you leave here?
Yes.
She's actually already done it on the kitchen table out there. I thought it was like the kid or.
Well, I was
going
to do it in a to-go box because there's kids here and I didn't want anyone to suffer from pink eye. But yeah.
heavy. And he's lucky he didn't call the cops.
Well, I mean, he was so drunk. I've got kind of like, I don't know if you would say like a category or like,
well, you did
how you would define what rape really is. How I would define this was not so rapey or necessarily even assault. I would say it was a really drunk guy thinking he was doing what was right by what I had told him. Mm-hmm. So because he was completely out of his mind, I just told him
a door for maybe a little bit of play, but...
Yeah.
Pandora's rape box.
See, the funny thing about this story is that I've had this conversation with Trevor and actually Jeff, I think, before, have I not? About... No. The limits, like, where's your limit? And it's really hard to know when you're with somebody new where your limits are at because they're just like, you're going with it. Is punching her in the face really going to be so offside?
Is
and
it you gray? Just,
you kind of have to, like, gauge Jessica, the situation.
Yeah.
What is your advice? What is the advice you've given me?
I can't remember.
Don't ask, just do it.
That's
been your advice. That's terrible advice.
Yeah. That's solid advice, Jessica.
Legitimately, my advice was sometimes, because I hate being asked, actually asked by a man what he can do. Because if he asks me if he can do it, I'm like, I don't know. Can you fucking pussy?
yeah, that's just it. That is exactly it.
So did this guy know Jessica? Because she might have given him this advice.
No, I think this. I think he was just really nervous.
Like, do you want, will you suck my dick? I'm like, no.
Now that you've asked,
forget it. It's
it
over.
Was in the
without
cards.
Without a punch in the face first?
Please, ma'am, can I have some more? No. No, you can't. You fucking baby.
Please, may I have some more?
But that's just me, right? And sometimes, you know, other girls are different. They like to be asked. They're just like, yes, I'd love to suck your dick.
But there are things
there's
like,
a few girls, groups of girls, the consent is kind of very.
Are we talking about gang rape now? Talking about gang rape? A group of a gaggle of women.
Gang rape or gang bang?
A gaggle is when there's a bunch of girls giving blowjobs. Just so you guys know, a gaggle.
Is this film biz stuff?
This is a real thing.
I see what you
did
there.
Is this stuff you don't want
to talk about? Oh yeah. So I was girl number 5 of the blowjob extravaganza.
You know, you're good enough to be girl number 2 or 3. No, I'm telling you.
Well, you know what? No, I'm number 1 in skill. I mean. it's hard to beat that bar, you know,
right?
You know what I mean?
See, she's also shorter than everybody, so if you were limboing in the bar, literally,
if it came down to time management, I would get there quicker. That's it.
Right? How long does it generally take you
To get to the dick or to finish it off?
Well, both.
Well, once you cup the balls, and you really just, you know, give her. I mean, it usually takes me maybe three to six taps. So not long.
Really?
Three to six taps.
But they're slow taps. I'm watching you.
Well, wait. You want to see him? Hard eye contact.
Oh, you made it. You made us wait for the last, you know, three. Yeah.
I thought that was Morse code for a second. I'm pretty sure.
If you spell SOS in Morse, that's when you're calling for help because it's rape.
You need your own talk show. Who's sex advice with the smallest Jew you know?
That situation is getting graped?
Graped. Yeah, it's the gray area rape. That's right.
Graped.
Yeah.
The gray area of rape. Oh, you heard it here. If you want to send us hate mail, it's ineverwanttobeyoungagain@gmail.com. Our website is ineverwanttobeyoungagain.com.
If you want to send anti-Beth mail, send it here.
I think that Jeff just walked into traffic. I think we actually ruined his life.
No, actually what happened is I'm in a pedestrian-only area, and because it's so early in the morning and people are like getting deliveries, they opened it up for like trucks and shit.
Oh, I don't think our listeners know. They know you're in Croatia, but they don't know where, like, you're walking the streets. You had to leave the hostel so you didn't wake people up because it's like 5 a.m., 6 a.m.?
Yeah, 5 a.m., something like that, yeah.
Hey, what are you doing today, Jeff? Yeah.
Today I'm going to the dentist, and then I'm going to go to the skate park, see if I can, I don't know, like, ollie some kickflips. And
did you bring a skateboard?
Then, no, I'll find one.
That'll make it a lot harder.
That means Jeff's going to steal one. He's traveling on a budget.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. No, I can probably, like, convince somebody to let me borrow one.
So now that you're in Croatia, because the way you felt about Croatia while you were here talking about Croatia last episode, I think, or a couple episodes ago.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah. How do you feel about Croatia now that you're there?
Okay. I got to say, my mind hasn't changed a whole bunch, but there are.
And what was your mind?
So remind us again what your mindset
was. I'm new.
Look, I've worked with people from just about every nationality I've ever heard of, and I think like they can be very stubborn, very opinionated, very intrusive, rude d-bags.
Like now, Americans, just like the Americans.
No, in a different way.
Like Americans, so, but more, you know, tanned.
No, more different. Americans are kind of pussies.
Either way, it rubs me the wrong way.
Croatians.
So now that you're in Croatia, you say you feel the same way about Croatia and Croatia?
More or less. But I want to be fair. You know how I'm committed to being fair, okay? I will say this. You're allowed dogs in the mall, and McDonald's sells chicken wings.
Oh, sweet. What kind of chicken wings?
Like chicken wings?
You know what? They're lightly seasoned, and I don't know what it is, but you don't have your choice of seasonings. It's like one kind of chicken wings.
So it's like when they had pizza.
Oh.
Except this isn't a gimmick. You know, like McDonald's is everywhere around the world, have regional menus. So, yeah. But
in Croatia,
anyway,
all that's different there is chicken wings. And
wait, I want to know about the dogs in the mall. Is there a lot of dogs in the mall?
I saw about 10.
Oh, so people are utilizing this.
Yeah, no, come on, man. If I had Oliver, I'd take him to the mall.
Fuck, you would have to.
Fuck. Who is this dickhead with the motorcycle? Like, fuck off already.
Dickhead.
You see what I mean? Okay. You see what I mean about these people?
I don't see.
Like, I'm on the phone, and this guy is just driving back and forth on his motorcycle.
I have a question for you. I know you're very frustrated, but when you're talking to someone, and we can only hear you, I'm just wondering if you can be like, can you hear what I mean? Like, would that be more apt than being like, can you see what I mean? Because we can't see you.
Well, Beth...
Yes, John.
I want you to understand that I want you to see my point of view, not see what I'm looking at.
Okay, I feel you.
I want you to see the concept, and you know, you can see something in your mind and not have to see it with your eyes.
I see what you're saying, like that.
Exactly, it's nice. Exactly like that.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Hey, Jess,
now don't get me started. You know what's next, Trevor?
What?
I'm gonna go to Israel.
Yes, you are.
And Palestine. And then I'm going to find out what side of the fence I'm on, because I don't know.
Oh, this podcast is going to get attention from, like, negative places.
Actually, you know what? I've been to Israel before, Jeff. I've been there. It's a
beautiful place.
Oh, my
God, have you?
Yes, I have. It's an absolutely
gorgeous place.
You know what?
Did you go on the, is there a free trip?
It was, the birthright trip.
The birthright trip. I've heard of this.
Yeah, because I'm Jewish.
Oh, my God, that is so amazing.
We live, for those of you who are listening from outside of Vancouver, Canada, I don't know a lot of people from Jewish families. There was, like, a twins in our school, and that was it. So
oh, you got a twofer. That's cool.
Actually, outside of that is just like your friends. Well, why do you all live in South Surrey?
Oh, well,
is
you
that
know
where the Jewish community
it's
is.
It's just because it's a nice, rich area. You're more likely to meet a doctor.
if I knew you could do that voice, that's how you would have done the whole
podcast.
Marry
a nice boy.
next time.
You'll be a returning character.
But yeah, Jeff, Israel is absolutely beautiful. The people are great. I've been into all the major cities. There's a lot of really cool things that you can do. If you want to see something that's really interesting that might confuse what side of the fence you'll be on, in the Negev Desert, I think it's the Negev Desert, there are these people there that are Arabs but are pro-Israel. They're friends of the Jews.
I understand. That's Well, there's bound to be some allies.
The Bedouins, that's who it is. And you can stay in a Bedouin tent.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
I'd highly recommend.
I absolutely want to. I want to rent a bicycle or something and, like, not bring any identification and try to just ride my bicycle into the occupied territories without getting, like, fucking freaked out on.
I wouldn't, like, drive a bike into war.
I would, Jeff.
Of course not, because you don't drive a
I'd
bike.
I'd like you to return. You're okay.
Listen. I know a guy who backpacked through Iraq during the war.
Oh, wow.
No horse. Yeah. He made it.
And he would, like, hitchhike and shit. Like, that's a thing you can do.
He's really lucky he didn't walk over, like, an IED.
He went through a war zone for fun.
An IED.
Yeah, he did.
An
IUD
device? Not like an intrauterine exactly device. An IED.
Guys.
Yeah. Yeah, improvised erectile dysfunction.
Guys. Jeff. Mary fuck kill.
All right.
We're gonna move into Mary fuck kill.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm keeping an eye on the time. We got to get the segment in.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let me know if you need to reference for. Oh no, you should get this. Do you know China from WWE wrestling?
Massive clip.
I do.
You do?
Like a tiny penis.
Okay, Serena Williams.
Yeah.
And Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
That's the lineup.
Oh. That's hard. You know what, Trevor? I got to applaud you for putting this list together. That is a very good roster, and this is going to be Sophie's choice.
I've got a pretty Sophie's good list built up.
She chooses the sun.
So you're saying China.
Spoiler alert.
All right, you know what?
Would
you like to start,
A
Beth?
Woman with a clit that big was almost a boy.
You know what? That's actually... You're totally going into what I was thinking.
You totally...
That's what you like about her?
This is it's something you can really put your mouth around. I would say... Yeah, that's it.
See,
it's more
Trevor's
of a tap, though.
Trevor's is actually way off because it's...
Yeah,
your
the girth.
Form is terrible.
I'm not good at performing oral sex on men. I'm awful at it.
Oh, and the fact that you're talking at the same time shows a lot of potential.
I like when they try to talk. So shows what you know.
Okay, so marry, fuck, kill with China, Serena, or Rhonda. I feel like Rhonda's got a really bad temper. I wouldn't
I
want
feel like all
to.
Three of them do because they're on testosterone.
Yeah, because if you've ever heard Serena play tennis, she's...
Is there a way to have a threesome and then, like, kill myself? Or do I have to choose one for each category?
The rules are pretty...
I'll allow it.
Okay, I think I would marry China because of that giant clit. Plus, she knows a lot of people in the professional wrestling world.
This is a...
I'm just trying to like find a way up the ladder. Like if I'm going to fuck somebody that's not going to get me pregnant, it's going to be China with that massive clitoris. As for fuck, I feel like Serena, I've heard her sex noises already.
Right.
And they are hot. Oh. They're aggressive, but man, they are hot.
Wait, did she have a video?
No, in tennis.
That's not the video, but I just it's what I think of when I'm petting myself to pictures of Serena.
Listening to a tennis match.
I would kill Rhonda because she's white.
Strong move.
White. There can only be one.
But China, so. I think, is also white.
But her name is China. So that counts for two.
So she's a Haitian.
Good point.
She's a Haitian. She's Haitian. Because she's got a giant clit that looks like
You know
a
what? Good picks and interesting reasons for each one, I must admit.
Ready to say Jeff next?
Jeff?
Okay. Well, I'm going to marry Ronda Rousey because she seems level-headed in her professional, like, her mindset. You know, if you can be a competitor like that, you got to be level-headed. You got to be reasonable.
She's
athletic. She looks great in a dress. She has money. So I will marry Ronda Rousey. Now, all you guys are not going to expect what I'm going to say next, but I'm going to kill China. You know why?
Because
she's a D-list celebrity. She's got nothing going on. She's got a big clit. I've never seen her have like decent sex with somebody. And you know what? She just seems like she'd be really full of herself. And I know this will surprise you, but I'm going to fuck Serena Williams. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because she's an athlete. Again, I've heard her sex noises. And that, pink.
No, Jeff, just.
She can spank.
Like, man, I've watched so much tennis. And you know what? I think she would bring it. Oh, my gosh. You bring her A game. She might hurt me. Like, you know you can break your dick, right?
I think Jeff probably actually also likes a tennis racket in the bedroom.
He likes the one
multi-purpose.
That's going to leave a grate on
Yeah, flat way in Serena so you shit
Williams
pancakes later.
Would break my dick.
Oh, yeah. Any one of them will break your dick.
But you'd have a ball boy, too,
No,
right?
I don't think so. No, China's not breaking my dick, let's face it.
Yeah, but you'd have a ball boy.
She's going to lay there. She's just going to lay there feeling entitled, like, oh, no.
But she's D-list.
She's like, Jeff, can you drive me to get my SAG card renewed? No, I can't, China. Get a car. But anyway, that's my pick. Trevor, what about you?
You know what? I'm going to marry Serena Williams because I think she's got a good career going on. Like, UFC, like, you ever see those boxers who've been hit in the head a bunch?
Wait, Serena Williams.
Yeah.
He's comparing it.
Ronda Rousey was my other candidate for marriage, but she's going to be hit in the head a whole bunch more, and then you're kind of left with death till death do you part, right? Anyways, but Serena Williams, she plays tennis, and she's got a good career. It's steady. She's going to be working well past Ronda Rousey, and she looks good in that little skirt. I'm going to fuck China. I'm kind of curious to see what it's like.
To rub tips?
Fight? You know, it's not a sexual thing. It's more of an experiment. And then I'll kill Ronda Rousey.
Is it because if you were to fuck Ronda Rousey with all that brain damage, it would be like busing it?
No. You just made me change my mind. Now I'm going to fuck Ronda Rousey.
She has to say yes because she doesn't know any better.
That actually changed my answer, too. So now that I've heard all your guys, I've cumulatively changed my answer 3 times now. But I had already decided on I'm going to marry Serena because I want to be a trophy wife. And she's doing pretty good trophy for herself.
Right? Yeah, you see the money too. That's what I'm saying, right?
She's aggressive too.
Marry into that shit, and if you know, she's got her sister there too, who would also probably have lots of money. We'd go vacation at her sister's beach house, and it sounds like it'd be oh my god, there's a lot of traffic.
There's that motorcycle guy. What a jerk.
So marry Serena, and then I would definitely kill China.
Oh.
Thank you.
Not the girl of the country. Just kidding. The girl that killed China. Only because I would definitely want to fuck Ronda Rousey. Because she's actually kind of hot.
Fair enough. If we're going to go by looks.
Looks alone. I mean, that's all I really base anything on. Really. Because that's all I've got.
You can close your eyes and imagine Ronda while riding the clit of China, though. Sexy ride.
But I'll bet you that Rhonda, with her strong arms, could really, like, fucking jackhammer the crap out of
you. You know what? That's a good point. She knows how to grapple, and she could just, like, tap out.
Like, she would get real rough, and I'd be like, yes!
Yeah, and then she'd just be like, there's no referee here. You're gonna get pounded until you bleed, and then you're going to cry.
Like, she actually might kill me before I get a chance to kill China.
Neat.
Yeah, you can't tap out of this fucking, Jessica.
What?
It's the butterfly effect.
Can't tap out of this fucking.
Brad?
Well, I'm back with Jeff, honestly. I'm definitely killing China. She's taller than me. Fuck that. No.
She's not taller than you.
Yeah, she's like tall.
6'3".
Yeah.
China? She's like
okay,
six,
she's
yeah.
like my height.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea how tall China is.
She's a big girl.
And,
no,
and she's
no,
got those
I'm
massive fake boobies.
Right. No,
strength.
No,
in your sleep, they might flop on your face.
Yeah.
And accidentally strangle
you. I'm definitely marrying Ronda Rousey. And Serena would be fun. I'm with the athlete, you know. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I felt like that's the probably, obvious answer.
Yeah,
I thought it was funnier if I picked China to fuck.
I thought that the same thing. I feel like,
yeah.
I mean, I could have married Serena to be progressive.
You know, you guys went with what was funnier, but
it's called performance.
You weren't going for
word to the wise. There is another wrestler named Black China whose clit would be bigger.
You know more about wrestling
regular
than I do.
China. I just tried to look up her height, and I don't know how to convert meters to feet.
Okay.
China is 1.78 meters high.
That's what I am.
So you're the same height, so you could. You could marry
so
China.
Brad.
So China's your height.
China is my
Six
height.
Foot.
That's what my license is.
You know what? Funny side note about Brad is he doesn't like it when people's his height.
No.
Yeah,
it throws his shit right off. If he had to look a woman in the eye.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, what's that about?
Right. My license also says I weigh something like 110 pounds, which is
in your bra,
right? Which is fucking ridiculous. I weigh at least 115. Fuck.
All I gotta say, guys, is that if it was up to me and China and Black China.
Yeah.
I'd watch them China off first.
Okay. China versus China.
I would make hard eye contact with each of them and just.
I'm assuming this is yourself.
Oh, no, me. It's like a. just a little bit of slide.
Like your vagina DJ.
Yeah. It's like, hey, what's that song? I don't know.
Wait, aren't you. It's like the alphabet A, B.
I don't have to trick myself with letters. I know myself so well.
Right?
I punch myself in the face. And you got to punch with a closed fist holding your thumb so you have the opportunity of breaking your thumb and you're hurting yourself in
I've
the
always
face.
Found it really hard to punch myself in the face, so I just ram my head against a wall.
Oh, yes. If you like, come really hard and, like, almost pass out and then face plant into a table, right. Oh, yes.
That's cool.
You got to be running.
I've gone through, like, 4 coffee tables in the past month.
Full speed towards, like a double pane window.
Oh, dude, I try to stay away from glass. I'd like things that splinter.
You know what? I want you to say hi to my mom who listens to the podcast.
Hi, Trevor's mom.
Hi, mom.
And my dad. I haven't been mentioning him, and he listens as well. That's okay. I don't want him to feel bad.
I'm pretty sure that last time they got introduced to dick poisoning, and then they a little bit understand.
Oh, they liked you, actually. They really liked you on the show.
You know what? They actually know me already.
They
so.
Hate Jeff. They
Who can blame them, right? Hey, Jeff.
Wow. They still love me, right, Trev?
Jeff.
My feelings.
Hard eye contact for a sec. Hard eye contact. Just kidding. I don't want to do it.
He even pulled his dick out in a closed cafe. Is the cafe still closed?
Yeah, everything's closed. It's like 5 in the fucking morning.
But it's still 5 in the morning?
It should be closer to 6. Like, I'm pretty
been,
sure it's
almost been
5
in the morning for an hour, you know?
He's stuck in a time warp.
Well,
there's no time
the delivery
in Croatia.
Guys are still delivering stuff. They haven't baked the croissants yet.
What?
Wait a minute. You don't break croissants.
Are they called croissants in Croatia? Or are they like croissants?
They still have them. I don't know what the fuck they call them.
I think
you know what? I've gone
crazy.
Out of my way to not learn a single word while I'm here.
Oh, that's so
and,
progressive.
And I'm going to keep it that way. That's not sick. A single one.
I'm pretty sure you went to that park. Like, there's a park where there's a bunch of, like, a weird light statue or a bunch of lights on the ground.
Oh, yeah,
is
light park.
Is that where you took that selfie? Yeah, no, my mom was just in Croatia. My mom.
What?
And my sister.
Really?
You know what? I'd love it if you send me some advice on like where to see and what to do, because I've not been doing it.
I'll give you my sister's in-laws' phone number. You can go stay with them. They're lovely people.
Think about this. He'll do it.
I know he will. Yeah. And they'll probably let him in. I'll just call them and be like, hey, you know, my friend's in Croatia. And they'll be like, oh, we'd love to show him around.
By the way,
and they make their own olive oil. They're great people.
And they're okay with you smoking in the corner and watching them sleep, I hear. So do that.
No, they love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's Croatian. Okay with that.
Croatian thing to do.
Croatians love an audience, I heard.
Yeah. Sleeping.
We're coming near the end of the podcast here. We've probably got 10 or 15 more minutes.
Oh.
Well, as our guest, do you want to grace us with a little bit of the biz business? Do you know, name some celebrities? Did you ever have to get cocaine for a celebrity? Because you're in production, right?
I am part of the production.
You're like the person that gets the coke, right?
Well, actually, no. That's craft service. Craft service is the cocaine. If you want, actually, truth be told, and this is like tongue in cheek, whatever.
Nobody's listening. It's cool.
That's great. The electrics, the shooting crew electrics are the ones that are ripped on coke all the time.
Okay, yeah. We're naming names. So wow, you're being bold.
Oh, I'm not using actual names, though. I can point to one, but that's good that it's just us. Anyway,
oh, really?
I'm not going to say this name.
So
I'm not going to.
A certain brand, not one of our sponsors.
Exactly. Anyway, I can tell you when I was working on this particular show, when I was on shooting crew, because I would often rotate in from the prep crew to the shooting crew. There's the pre-show stuff, which is prep and whatnot. Anyway, I was on shooting crew and the electrics would walk in chewing their faces and really hyped to work. And half of the time film industry, when they're actually shooting, you're waiting. You're just sitting there waiting to be told what to do. And then there's like a really fast rush to be able to do whatever the task is that you're supposed to be doing. And then you shut up and you sit down and you're just quiet while they're rolling. So it's like you just watch these people just like twitch and sweat. And it's great. Nothing like the biz.
The biz. The biz of either being high or watching.
Shutting up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you're dealing with personality types, like A-type personality. I feel like it's like working with salesmen.
You know what? Similar. They're the weirdest people. You will find, like, everyone in this room would thrive in the industry because we're weird and we have thick enough skin that we can make jokes like...
You don't know that about
punching dicks. And
speak for yourself. I'm not weird. I'm perfectly normal.
Yeah, that's what makes you fuck.
That's why I asked you on my podcast. I'm like, oh yeah, you're perfectly normal. That's what my show needs.
I have this perfectly normal friend.
So I do have a little bit of a story for you.
You come up with stuff called dick poisoning.
Wait. It's rampant.
That wasn't even actually me. That was a combination of friends
that say that you have.
You
dick
already
poisoning.
Took credit for it. Don't backpedal. Go on.
Anyway. I just got over a case of dick poisoning, actually.
Right, you see? It happens to all the best of us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was a special kind of dick poisoning.
Right? And when Beth leaves tonight, Brad will have a case.
Yeah, that's right. I punch dicks until they're sick. I was working for this one show. It was when I was new to the industry and everyone was trying to keep it under wraps as to what show we were filming, because you don't necessarily want the paparazzi coming around if it's a really anticipated show, taking pictures or whatever.
I imagine Canadian paparazzi is really polite though.
No, they're not. The guy that hit Ryan Reynolds with his car is in Vancouver.
Yeah.
He hit Ryan Reynolds with his car. Yeah, and then Ryan Reynolds was like, I don't want to do anything. I'm not going to charge the guy. I just want an apology because the guy took his job way too far and hit me with his fucking car.
What kind of grown man asks for an apology? Either money or nothing.
No, but that's still really like...
Yeah, but he's in the spotlight. He's got enough money. He doesn't care about the money.
No. Didn't we all learn from Diana?
Diana!
And I don't mean dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana! Should have had that one queued up.
God rest her soul, yeah. Anyway, whatever people say.
What we did, God rest her, Satan rest her, whatever, whoever,
like,
you know.
Somebody rest her fucking soul.
Yep, anyway.
Anywho,
so has a story. We were standing on the side of the road and we're trying to keep it as under wraps as possible because it was a highly anticipated show. So the most common things when you go up to a production assistant will be, hi there, who's here? Who's filming? Anyone famous? And you just straight up say no. And then they'll ask you, what are you filming? And the best ones are mayonnaise commercial, milk commercial, any kind of commercial that you can think of that would take that many trucks and that many people.
Unless it's a Lincoln commercial.
And a bus on fire.
Unless it's a Lincoln commercial because Matthew McConaughey.
And a hip-hop crew.
If there's a bus on fire, it's for tampons. 99% of the time. Because that bitch is crazy. And get out of her way. Hormones make you do really weird things.
Right? She didn't buy the right kind, obviously.
No, it's just like Tampax or nothing.
Or she bought bus exactly on fire. The right kind.
Yeah.
And that's why the bus is.
Well, she bleeds blue, man. We all bleed blue.
We all bleed blue.
You know?
Is that how it's supposed to look?
Yes, it is. And that's why I'm not normal.
But you like it? Do you like the job? You like your job?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do love the job. I've met a lot of really cool people and some celebrities as well. And I've come into close proximity to some of my favorite actors working on independent stuff. And I actually I called him over because I was like, hey, Brandon. And then he looked over and
Wait, who's this?
This was a while ago. His name is Brandon. I'm not going to name his last name because I am going to marry him one day and he doesn't know it yet. I'm not that crazy of a fan.
I was really hoping you were going to be naming names.
Well, do you want...
Well, you got one of the names.
I'm going.
It's Brandon Flowers from The Killers.
I'm
just
trying to...
Brandon Flowers from The Killers?
No.
Wait, is that a person?
Yes.
Okay.
Did he have a boyfriend that looked like a girlfriend?
Maybe.
Was it Ashley Angel from O-Town?
Oh my God, yes. Actually, anyway, this guy, I called him over and I was just like, hey, and then I realized I had nothing cool to say to him. And I've always thought of myself, he's not even like a super famous guy. He's just like this guy that like,
he's
just great. I like him. He does a lot of good character work. And that's kind of the acting that I would want to get involved with. Primarily in my career as an actor, because I'm also an actor.
Doesn't sound like the Brandon Flowers I know.
No, it's not. It's not Mr. Flowers at all. So I called him over, hey, Brandon. And then he came over and he's like, yeah. He was trying to figure out if he knew me. And then I just had a freeze moment. And then I was just like a blubbering fangirl. I was like, I really love all your work. I really must never think of that. I especially really liked Rampage. I really liked that movie. Anyway, so
okay, we're all gonna figure out who it is.
Yeah, that was my lead in to my future husband. Mm-hmm. So and then he just looked at me and he was just like, "Cool."
Wait a minute, though. He was the one with the first date, wasn't he?
Yeah, actually, I was following him around a food truck thing. There was a food truck festival. I just followed him around while he was walking his dog, eating a soft taco, and being like, "You can have mine. You can have mine." And he just. It just never looked back. So he was running.
Keeps doing
that's
this
me cute.
It's all been upstream.
Yeah, it's like spawning salmon.
I wish the listeners could actually see our recording because she's got intensity. She's the tiniest person, and I'm afraid of her.
Well, I mean, I'll punch your cock. I'll punch it hard.
Do it with me.
All right. Okay. You grab mine.
Insane.
Okay. Here you go. Okay.
Wait. Is this a spoon?
Wait, okay.
You're doing me.
Here we go.
Sounds like a heartbeat.
It does, actually.
This is love.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
You gotta stop.
I'm almost done.
Put it in my ass.
I'm getting gently, though.
The first time. And then after that, just wailing out. I want to be so wide that I can take a pop can.
Spit on it first.
I don't know. Is this how we finish the show?
I think this is a special episode of.
And particularly, don't ask me if you can.
Special episode of how to fuck my asshole.
This has been a really funny episode.
Well, of course it was funny. Beth is here. Hands.
Beth has been a good guest. Thank you, Beth.
Yay! It's been a lot of fun.
P.S. Beth is one of my favorite people. Trevor, not so much.
Because he hasn't given you a killer blowjob yet.
Right? Well, now that I know the technique, I feel like I've learned from the best.
Don't forget to cut balls and then punch the head as
hey, Jeff, do you got anything anything to wrap us up there over in Croatia?
No, just to Beth. I sent you a dick pic. Hit me up.
I'm looking at it right now, and yeah, that's a huge dick. Yeah.
Brad the intern, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Hey. Anytime.
I'm showing all the guys here.
Jessica, you're nice, going to make Jeff. The next show too, right?
It's been exhausting as usual.
Yeah. Okay. So, guest for next week. Who do you want to try to get?
I think we should probably try to get China.
China needs to be on the show.
You had trouble saying that without laughing.
Hey, Trevor, I want to add something.
Microphone. What?
I want to add something. For next show, you'll be reaching me from Oktoberfest in Munich.
Oh, great. You can be our man on the ground.
Shit, son. That's awesome.
So when we have China
That's a true
here.
Story. Oktoberfest in September.
So we're going to have to coordinate. We'll try to catch you when you're drunk. That's a... Wait. Are you going to do Oktoberfest dry?
A funny story that I'll save for next week. But yeah, till then.
Good. Save it for next week. Give the people a reason to listen. Beth, I want to really thank you for coming on the show. You've done a great job.
Thank you. I'd love to come back anytime. Also, fuck you, Kid Rock. I fucking hate you.
Kid Rock for Senator of Michigan in 2018.
Yep. No, I'm going to support him because everyone else here seems to, and I just want to not belong. And well, my mic's being turned down.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to turn it up. You're
fade
coming
her
quiet.
Out. Fade her out.
So all right. This is where we play the music. And I'm going to remind everybody to friend us on Facebook. We could use some attention there. I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. You can always listen to our episodes and past episodes. We're getting a few of them now. I Never Want to Be Young Again.com for free, I might add. All of that is free to you.
What? Free on Facebook? No way.
And I do the outro. And you... Fuck, yeah. I had all this going. There was one more I missed. The website, the Facebook page. Nah, I guess that's all I got. Email. Please send us some emails.
SoundCloud.
What about SoundCloud, Brad?
It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. We're coming to SoundCloud. And right. Please send
so
us... Please send any mail to ineverwanttobeyoungagain@gmail.com. And like I said, if I get any email, I'll read it on the air. Tell us a story. Ask the host. Nudes. I don't care. Any hate mail. Anyways, I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll see you all next Friday. Peace. Hate this song, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but...
Crazy.
I kind of like her picture, though.
It's so good. Come on, you gotta steal your stepfather's credit card and something about a bottle, and then you're gonna go hard, la la la, la la la. It's a good song. It'll make you think.
I really like
it.
The la la la, la 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 la.
But hey,
I did it on too.